This song's not especially good.
Six Flags, so we challenge.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
This will definitely be at an E3 press conference.
Responsibility of drivers and motorcyclists. Remember, share the road. Learn more at CaliforniaMotorcyclist.com.
KLHD2 San Francisco. This is AT40.
Keep it locked.
Ryan Seacrest. Number 26.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago.
I bet this, I could see this ending up in a press conference. Some montage of people holding fucking Vitas on a bus. I'm just kidding. You're not going to disturb it. No one's going to say anything about the Vita anywhere near this fucking thing. That's not true. I bet they will talk about the Vita during the Sony press conference. It's a bold claim, I know. But boy, I bet they won't talk about it that much. Solitude here in the tunnel. Boy, HD radio sure is good. I mean, the antenna for this HD signal is like miles away from here. It's easier for me to get fucking radio from space than it is to get high quality fucking similarly quality audio from a tower nearby. That's how good HD radio is. But hey, how else am I going to hear Ryan Seacrest in 1840? How else am I going to hear the top two? How am I going to hear about everyone who's yet to see this artist live?
Neo down 6 to 26, the biggest dropper of the week on 1840. And much like his bench press regimen, everything Dwayne Johnson does is as big as it gets. We'll talk to Dwayne next.
Who?
Yo. Hey, yo, tonight is the night that I'ma twist it. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and gift is for the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you bite, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes.
I never worry, life is a journey. I just wanna enjoy it.
Ryan Seacrest doesn't like nicknames. He's not a fan. He's like, oh, absolutely not. Dwayne Johnson is his name.
Take this. drop the top and just cruise. We brush the dust down to the shoes. My only bottle of life is all in this.
Side of the big hill, the big mountain, so HD radio signal is going to be sheep. We might not get to hear what this Dwayne Johnson gentleman has to say.
Four more this weekend at 25. The night is still young. All right, Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the line. And hey, Dwayne, before we get to your new movie, San Andreas, I got to congratulate you on the mega success of Furious 7.
Thank you. You know, it was one of those things where it was my third... really tough, and you know, we're in a position where we just didn't know if we were going to even finish the movie. So the fact that we're able to finish the movie and then the movie came out as
in here. Hang for one second. Let me roll into chat. The ID.
Cats who don't listen to commercial radio like that, they think there's nothing out there for them. When in all actuality it is, all they gotta do is dig deep for it.
Now let me ask you, as a parent, do you school your kid and be like, no, this sucks, play this or listen to this, or do you let them do the self-discovery thing?
Nah, you got a lot of cats that he likes, yeah. A lot of young cats, and you know, the Freddie Raps, you know, he likes homegirl from Detroit. What's her name again?
Dej Loaf.
I kind of like her.
I like Dej.
I go front. I like that record, you know.
Shout out to Say It Ain't Tone.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, he listens to all that stuff. But at the same time, he'll listen to Run DMC. He'll listen to Eric B. He'll listen to a Black Moon and look at us like we're crazy. But
yeah. He'll be like, Uncle D, this shit sucks. You're talking about Brooklyn. I don't want to hear about Brooklyn.
Like, the funniest thing is, like, even my daughter, like, my daughter was listening to, when I went to go visit the last time, she was listening to, oh, man, what's that dude name? He's in Florida. I call him the fake,
Florida?
Yeah, see, I didn't even say that, you know, who I was talking about.
Come on, yeah.
But, you know, she's listening to Flo Rida. She's bopping ahead to Flo Rida.
Okay. But I think he's more like a progressive dancey top 40 rapper.
Yeah, it was like Tribe Called Quest came on the radio, and she didn't lose a beat.
Okay.
She was rocking the
Tribe. She gets it.
Yeah, and see, that's what you got to do with the kids. Like, the kids are going to make their own decision. You know, because you got to understand, Eric B. and Rakim was hot to us. To our parents, it was noise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, what I did in the 90s, like I got a lot of flack for that because it was like, you gotta curse on every record. You know, so it is what it is, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're also a sampling, too. That's pretty much a dead art form now.
No, it's not. I'm a sample evangelist.
I know you are. If you listen to the scape of what's out now or what we play or what other stations play here, it's the idea of just sampling a record's gone. I think, like, guys like you, Static Selective, Preem, Bizarro, DJ FNN, you guys are, like, in this elite class because you guys do it so well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the whole thing is, you have to be able to make a beat, and people can't tell if it's sampled or played. My whole thing is, you can record everything clean, but you can't. You can dirty it up, but if you dirty it up, you can't clean it up. So, record everything sparkling clean, and go in there and dirty it up like a sample.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
this hour, could we get into some stuff that, you know, you and brother would tickle the old ivories on and use the MPCs or the SP-12. Could you sprinkle just a little bit in?
Okay, you know, I'll do that.
Not crazy. We don't got to do a whole Black Moon thing, but just little sprinkles maybe from here and there.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do, right? First of all, rest in peace to my man Punkhead. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cast on the battle circuit, y'all know Punkhead. He was a dope MC. I'm not even going to say battle MC, because he was a dope MC.
He was
a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He was an all-around dude. You know, he passed away this morning. So, you know, rest in peace. I'm going to play some of his joints.
I got a great story of him.
You can say it now.
I was doing college radio many, many years ago. And I think college radio was such a great platform back then because it had artists like that, where you could play The Perceptionist, you could play Mr. Lift, and you could play Zion High,
yeah.
And, you know, Pumpkinhead, Orange Moon Over Brooklyn just popped.
Ooh, yeah,
one of my
yeah.
favorite albums, right?
Yeah.
And I just started to make music, like produce beats and engineer and A&R, and I really wanted to work with not my local scene artists. I wanted to go bigger. That's how I thought, like, I'm gonna get on these blogs. He was listening in when I was playing Orange Moon Over Brooklyn once on my college radio station. And he calls up. And he's like, yo, I fuck with you, and this is amazing, and blah, 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 blah. We exchanged emails. So we started going back and forth, and I asked him to be on a record.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, he was living on the island. And he was Staten Island. That's where I'm from. He's like, come get me. I came and picked him up, and we were bullshitting about pro wrestling, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And he sat there with me and my boys, and we cooked up a beat right then and there for him. He got on it, and it was a home run.
Yeah.
And he schooled us to how certain things should be sequenced and
yeah.
what you want to do musically and how you should present the project. So my second project, Kicks, Chicks, and Porno Flicks, is a testament to the knowledge that he put on.
Yeah.
And then I was able to get other people off the strength of what Pumpkinhead coasted what I did. So I'm extremely grateful for him, and may he rest in peace, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
It's still, because, like, he comes from the school of Jean Grey, you know?
Hmm.
Like, because, when I met, it's funny, because when I met Punkinhead, the first time I... Because I'm the best of death, as the rest they left. That money, my game, and we don't need the rest. You get the booze, you lose, you suck a tools, your mouth, that's in a trap, a rap, that's crap, it runs out.
Rare Run DMC songs.
Some fresh hip
new music. All new. Are you ready? Brace yourself.
New on BPM.
Here we go.
SiriusXM.
I wish I could shine the way.
Yeah. sure that you bring the change of clothes. We gonna make them disappear. All the cops found with the floating dick by the pier. The human anatomy. I'll cut you up and eat a steak at Applebee's. I don't feel nothing, but I thought of you at Thanksgiving when I saw stuffing. Called you like a pumpkin. Put your severed arm up your ass. You my puppet. I rode through your barrio and said R.I.P. Mario, but I ain't sorry though. Arms, heads, legs, and bodies. Look, Mom, no hands, I'm sorry. Why'd you have to raise me like that? It started with cats and now I'm buying body bags. Lurking in a white van. You should never talk to strangers, man. Now you're duct taped in my basement. Desmond Ball's gonna be my decorations. This is a real life night.
It's a bad rhyme.
Thank you. hiding in your drawers. You front like you a freak and everything you say is wrong, but deep down, you really scared he's gonna leave ya. Your claws got more skeletons than the deer. De los muertos, you worse than my perros. My dogs that only fuck with guards from the ghetto. You take losses cause it make you feel superior. Try to tell me lies to justify, but all I'm hearing is the
bitch for your truck.
She seemed like the type with no taste for shame. It walks like a snake, then they can't complain. No.
Remove your clothes.
Drive thinking about the E3 things that still need to get done. Yeah. Okay. write some stuff for the radio thing, too. Record next week's, like, you know, catch up and predictions podcast tomorrow. Next week, we do stuff. Basically, right as the E3 show floor opens up, that'll go up. Traffic right here. TNT, 20s and the 50s, bitch. Rack City, 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 bitch. TNT, 20s and the 50s, bitch. Oh, shit. Hunt it. Hunt it. Hunt it. City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Hunt it. Hunt it. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Stuck. Still. Oh, wait. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. No. Go. If you're gonna get in my lane, go. Fucking go. Oh boy. Alright. Made it through this fucking construction zone. And everything's great. Yeah, I gotta find my notebook that I took notes on in. From that week is now that I think about it, there is one game that I remember not taking notes on, and I cannot remember the name of it. Well, I think I might be almost willing to co-sign the Guardian saying that the last Guardian will be at E3 this year. I haven't really heard anything too specific, but, like, it sounds like last year was almost the year for it. And honestly, if it's not this year, it's kind of never, right? Because it's been in trouble for long enough for them to have scrapped it and started over and chip a game. Or it's getting to that point, right? So, if that thing is ever going to exist, they kind of have to admit here. That's where I'm at with it. If it doesn't happen now, it's not happening. And also, on some level, who cares? But it's an interesting story nonetheless. Games with troubled development cycles, people get attached to them. And there's still someone out there going like, ask him about Agent! Like, no, no, like it didn't happen. Like, fucking, if they were to pull out a game named Agent at this point, it would not be the same effort. It wouldn't be like they were consistently working on it this entire time. I'm gonna go away and do stuff. I'll see you guys later. Have a good night. And yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday, right?